It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
The Miami Dolphins. Miami Hurricanes basketball team. Art Basel. I like those free drinks. The okay Miami Heat. They're okay. Miami Hurricanes football team. They're okay. Pinstripe Bowl. Rutgers. But it's a good weekend. Why? Because my cousin Vladimir Louisson and I, Dan Day by the way, are here with you. That is right. We are back. WQAM 560 on the Odyssey app, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for listening. And, of course, Facebook Live. That's YouTube, Twitch, the whole nine yards. Got a lot to get into, Vlad. We've missed each other so much. So good to see you. So happy that you're back.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. We know the Dolphins now, number one seed in the AFC. I know Mike McDaniel, call me when it's a 13-week season. I get that. Still, better to be in first after 13 weeks than not. Let's say that.
No, I respect it, though. I respect his attitude because they were. He just wants to make sure they don't fall in the same loophole that they did last year.
Interesting point I brought up this week as I was running around town. You know, I'm always somewhere, whether it's Monday night at Funky Buddha, Tuesday at Downtowner in Fort Lauderdale, Wednesday, 26 Degree Brewing in Pompano Beach, and Thursday at Duffy's in Plantation. People say, oh, watch out, the 49ers are the best team now. And I say this. One game does not make a season, just like one season does not make a game. Get what I'm saying? This one win over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wait. I get the first part. How does one season does not make a game?
Because if the 49ers are the best team this season, are the Patriots that year they were undefeated? Only takes one slip up in the postseason to end the season. Nothing is given. You know what I'm saying? Now it comes down most likely to the NFC Championship game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the 49ers. Who's going to win that one? And that's why I say all this Dolphins crap about who they beaten, they can't beat a winning team. Guess what? They start winning games in the playoffs, that narrative is gone. So let's forget that narrative. Let's look at their record right now and say, look, this is a good team. They start winning games in the playoffs, they are going to erase the narrative of they can't beat a good team. They can't do any of that. Dolphins looking pretty good. The Heat... There's a high ceiling, right, Vlad? We have a high ceiling with the Heat. They just have not got anywhere near that ceiling yet, and that loss last night to the Cavs was brutal. 111.99.
Juice.
He didn't go off, but, you
know. Got his revenge, man. He busted on you guys. Three-pointers everywhere.
So K-Love did not get his revenge last night.
No.
I don't know if that was a narrative, but nonetheless. Does Kevin Love have revenge on his mind against any team, the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Or he's got a title. He don't care about you guys.
He doesn't care about that. You almost forget he played with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was their franchise. Their
greatest. I can remember.
People forget. Maybe
he missed a double-double.
Maybe it was just me who forgot. I don't know. Well, what we're going to get into is, of course, a lot of Dolphins. We're going to get into some of the Hurricanes. We're going to talk about the college football playoff, the murder. Oh, that was a robbery, man. We're going to get into it all like we usually do, Vlad. Plus, you know, we're going to get into some of our regular segments like what I like and maybe a little bit of something or nothing. We only have 2 hours today. Let me get you ready for Army-Navy. Of course, I'm more than happy to step aside for Army-Navy. Go Army, by the way. Because it's something that's, you know, important to this country. And, you know, you got to love that game. It's a tradition. And then the Heisman Trophy, once again. Jaden Daniels got this one.
Yeah, I think your guy has it because the other guys played well.
We're going to talk about the Heisman, too. But there really are no surprises anymore. Remember the day when you used to sit back and you didn't know what was going to happen, whether it comes to who's going to win the Heisman or who's going to be the number one draft? Or maybe I was just naive back then, but it seems now like no surprises. You know who number one pick's going to be in drafts. You know who's going to win the Heisman. It's pretty ho-hum, dum-dum-dum-dum. But we'll see. Let's get to the headlines. Tyreek Hill says he will buy an Aston Martin V12 if he passes the 2,000 receiving yards mark. Of course, the Dolphins, they face the Titans Monday at 8:15. I tried to look up how much an Aston Martin V12 costs, and my bank account isn't large enough to even get a quote. So I'm guessing it's really expensive, lad. Do you know, ballpark, how much an Aston Martin, I'll call it Austin. That's how unavailable to me. An Aston Martin V12 might cost, ballpark me, Vlad?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you and I, we're not in that pay grade, so yeah.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be crazy, though, if it comes out, he's like, man, I got my eye on this Toyota Prius. If I get over 2,000 yards.
By the way, to all you guys watching on YouTube and, you know, Twitch, we're using, this is our first time in the new studio,
new studios,
so they're not hearing sound right now.
They're not hearing sound? No. What is wrong with me? Really? How are we not hearing sound? Okay, I don't know. Art Basel got me, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of fighting it off a little bit right now. Man, Estee Lauder, he's jumping in. He says, Art Basel is a waste of time and money. Well, I'll break it to you, Estee Lauder. I went to a party that was for free with an open bar last night. So, number one, not a waste of money. Number two, not a waste of time. Just saying. Continuing on with the headlines. The Canes have the top-rated D-line recruiting class.
I don't give a rat's ass anymore.
For 2024?
I don't care. Like, I'm sick of these damn... All right, yes, everybody gets recruits, bro. We get it. We get it. I don't care about that no more.
What about the U playing Rutgers December 28th in the Pinstripe Bowl?
That's an interesting one.
That's a lot going on.
Yeah, because Shiano wants, you know, Shiano's going to want revenge.
That is Papa Bear.
That is Shiano. So that's going to be interesting. Playing at Yankee Stadium.
That's always fun.
That's interesting.
Mario Cristobal, of course, Greg Schiano, kind of one of his mentors. It'd be fun. Hey, look, we're in a bowl game, and I know it's hard to preach to a fan base. Patience. They took a step forward a little bit this year. Next year, another step forward. I just said they got that top-rated D-line recruiting class for 2024, Vlad. That gets you excited. Take steps at a time. You have to have patience. Rome was not built in one day. I have patience with the U, except when they're losing to Georgia Tech. Here's some good news if you're a U fan. Miami's Sebastian has been named Time Magazine's Mascot of the Year. Yeah? Does Sebastian get a ring for that? I don't know. The Heat lost to the Cavs, 111-99. Kyle Lowry and Josh Richardson led the team with 17 points each. Miami faces the Hornets both Monday and Wednesday. So back-to-back games against the Hornets. Hopefully get right against them. Cavs are one of those tricky teams, man. Tricky teams. Nonetheless, let's move on. The Panthers, they did defeat the Penguins 3-1 last night. They faced the Blue Jackets in Columbus tomorrow at 1. Panthers, there's been times this season, kind of like the Heat, really good. And then times you're like, what's going on there? But they've been a little more steady than the Heat so far this year. But get a win last night against the Penguins, we're good. 15th-ranked Miami Hurricanes, they're going to host Colorado tomorrow at 2. That's at the Watsco Center. So you know what you got to do? Turn on 560 WQAM, go on down to Titanic, grab yourself a couple of beers, go see the Metro Rail boys underneath the Metro Rail outside the Watsco Center, and live that good life. Copa America has drawn its groups. Are you ready for this? Vlad, United States. They're going to be bunched with Uruguay, Panama, and Bolivia. Hard Rock Stadium will host the final. Also, two group stage matches, one between Argentina and Peru, and the other one, Uruguay and Panama. Man. First of all, Messi, Hard Rock Stadium, Argentina, Peru, that's going to be huge. Number two, wouldn't it be crazy if the United States wins the CONMEBOL Copa America in the United States? Oh, how much hate would I get? Because if we do win, you're going to hear about it. Oh, you're going to hear about it. Okay. Can we go to the day spa real quick? Okay. Ah, a pig farmer in England. He had hiccups for 68 years. Finally, the hiccups let up. Uh-oh. Tua Tagovailoa talks about the college football playoff next here on 560 WQAM.
We're going to fix our hiccups.
So I don't know what I'm doing. It's been a while since we've been on the air, and obviously we've got hiccups all over the place. Like that guy that was hiccuping for 68 years. I don't know if the sound is better. People are saying they're not hearing me. Vlad's having all types of issues. I know if you're on the radio right now, you're probably hearing me. Now, if you're on the Twitch or the YouTube, can you let us know if you're hearing me right now? I'm adjusting all types of levels and doing all types of craziness, I promise you. We're going to get back to the sports. We're going to get everything rocking. We're going to get everything rolling. We're going to get things right. I don't know. I've sent Vlad about 40 different emails and texts. Not really texts, because I don't have time to do all the texting, but a couple of different emails to Vlad, and I don't know. I don't know if nobody can hear me, if everybody can't hear me. I want to talk about Tua, talk about everything that's happening. I'm guessing still no sound. You sound like you're in a speakerphone while on the toilet, you fool. Let's see. I'm not done yet. Oh, I see what's wrong. Here, let's do this. Maybe if I did my job, that would be a good job, Dan. Let's see. Boom. There we go. Then let me also do this. That probably will make it better if I knew how to do my job. Vlad is standing by, just kind of smiling. Now, do I sound like I'm a speakerphone in a toilet? What do I do? Art Basel got me. I'm all Baseled up. That's where I'm going tonight, too. Going to make it happen. All right. Well, should have muted myself. That was probably number one.
So you're going to another Art Basel event?
Yeah. I think actually I'm buying tickets to this one, so maybe it will be a waste of time tonight. I didn't look a lot of art last night. I looked at the bar a whole lot. And then there was an elevator, and you couldn't bring drinks on the elevator. It was interesting, man.
I'm going I'm going to be down south tonight.
Okay.
40th anniversary of Scarface. So it's going to be a screening.
Ooh,
and when Mr. Al Pacino will be out there watching a movie with all of us.
Oh, Al Pacino's going to be there?
Al Pacino. Yeah, Tony Montana, baby.
Wow, that's big time right there.
Maybe you know how much cocaine is going to be out there?
Yeah, I wonder
There's a lot of cocaine being used in Art Basel right now.
I'm wondering if Al, for old time's sake.
I don't know. Al's still potent, man. He just had a child.
That's true. And he had to do the paternity test because he didn't know if he trusted the girl.
I don't know. But, Yeah.
All right, Vlad, you're coming through fine. Can't make out anything I say. Okay, well, let's see what I got. Oh, man, this is so exciting and awesome right now. I love it. We're back, baby. Let's try this. Maybe this will help. Maybe this will do something. I don't know. If you can hear us right now, Vlad sounds louder, but still no radio quality. Ah, we are having all types of issues. It's good to be back, though. New studio. Kind of a new show, it seems like, because we're not talking about anything sports. We're not getting anything done.
I mean, what is there to talk about? Look.
There's a lot.
I mean, it's the holidays, you know, the end of the year. Heat lost last night to the Cavs.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with Bam?
Is it happening? Well, we have had a lot of injuries, but every team has a lot of injuries, so it's hard to kind of figure that one out right there.
Hurricanes basketball team got their ass whipped this week by Kentucky.
Kentucky got them, yeah. But I mean, it was at Rupp Arena. I give them a little bit of
Or was it last week? I'm sorry. It's been last week.
But they won every other game.
They beat Notre Dame in a good ACC opener.
Colorado Buffalo's tomorrow at 2.
Colorado Buffalo's tomorrow at 2.
Play a lot of home games, I've noticed that, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, if you're not doing anything during the holiday season, it'll be cool to go to Coral Gables and go watch the Canes team. Watch the Final Four participant from last season. Panthers are winning.
That is true. Panthers, they look pretty good.
Panthers are winning. And Heat, you know, it's up and down. Really up and down with the Heat because of the injury problems. But last night, I thought Jay Rich was going to have the night of nights, man. He started off hot.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what happened. Like, from midway through the second quarter to halftime, I don't know what happened. The Heat were up by, double digits at a time? I think the Heat were up by double digits. They were up, and then all of a sudden, boom. Cleveland couldn't miss. And that Garland and Mitchell. It's funny, when teams have team meetings, it always helps, doesn't it? Most of the times it helps. Cavaliers had a team meeting like 10 days ago, and it sure has helped them. But it's all right, man. Look, right now, South Florida is all about the Dolphins right now.
No, that's what it's all about, man.
You guys are on in-season Hard Knocks. Mike McDaniel's everybody's favorite coach. Tua is more loved than ever. everybody's loving Tyreek because they get to see the personality that Tyreek is. And you're also getting to meet other members of the team.
Someone was telling me, like, oh, this Hard Knocks is good because I'm a Dolphins fan. Most of the Hard Knocks are pretty good. I mean, I watched last year, you know, and I enjoyed the I enjoyed the Arizona Cardinals one. I enjoy the Detroit Lions ones. Dan Campbell was a breakout star. So, I don't know. I mean, I do like it. You have a little extra juice because it is the Dolphins, but, you know, it's one of those things.
No, but listen, man. It's good. Dolphins are in first place. Okay. They're 9-3. You have maybe two players who are in the MVP conversation.
It seems like maybe I'm back now. I don't know if you touched something or I touched something, Vlad.
No, Sergey still said you need to sit next to me for some reason. I don't know why.
I just got a text, welcome back, from Seth. So maybe I am back on the Twitch and the YouTube and everything else. Different settings and different studios. And, of course, we have no tech team here because
it's Saturday.
It's our weekend, man, you know. Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I don't know. You can hear us on the radio right now. Apologize for all the crappiness that's been going on. Oh, Hard Rock Casino. Hold up, man. Hard Rock.
Okay. Oh, yes, and gambling's allowed for everyone.
I went to go see Sophie Tucker at Dare Nightclub.
Last night?
No, last Saturday. No, Vlad. I would not be here right now doing what I'm doing. Okay, now it seems like we're back. So, Vlad, you know what we're going to do. You're going to take a commercial break. Wait, we're going to take a commercial break. You might go out in the stairwell and collect yourself for a minute. I might just go cut cartwheels.
I know what you're talking about. We almost got caught the other day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, whoa. Never mind. I'm joking. It's all jokes. I do have a proposition for you off the air. We'll talk about that. But what we're going to do now, sounds like, number one, I'm back. Okay, sounds back, but still sounds like you're in a speakerphone. Okay. Well, let's try this now. This is winging it live on the air. Let me try to put this on. Let me know, Sergey. Is it better now? Oh, nope. It doesn't even look like my mic is on right now. I don't think I'm doing anything.
Mic's on.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm talking about on the Twitch or YouTube and everything like that. Do we sound perfectly fine? Sergey says that I sound like I am a speakerphone. Let me text my only IT guy right now, Seth Gelman. He always tunes in. Much appreciation. What's going on in the hallway? I don't know. But, yeah, so have you done any of the gaming at Hard Rock?
Yes, a lot.
And have you won anything? I'm just saying.
Yes.
Oh, a lot?
Not a lot.
Well, hey, you know, you're ahead of the game right now.
Well, here's the thing. And I know we're going to go to break, but, you know, a couple minutes. Listen, I've been waiting for this all my life down here, man. So when it happened last year, I jumped on it. Pause.
Oh, so you had the app. You were grandfathered in.
I had the app the minute that thing dropped, bro, last year. And I was like, yes. You know, I even thought Robbie D. I was like, hey, Robbie D, since, you know, that's a move. Because sometimes you don't want to go all the way to Vegas or Atlantic City and all this stuff. And then you've seen all these other states getting gambling, getting weed, getting gambling.
Yeah, I know.
You know, getting all these things that were so frowned upon before are being passed and legalized and everyone's having fun. And we're South Florida, the state of Florida. Not having gambling? Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
That is weird because
that was ridiculous.
In Louisiana, about 100 years ago, you could live roulette and do all that stuff. So, I mean, why did it take so long? I don't know. Whatever. It's here now. That's what's important.
But it's here now. I felt bad for the people that had to wait a month to get in because last month it was allowed and everybody who jumped first, I was about to say a pause, who were first to sign up when it was released last year. They were grandfathered in. They were in immediately when it was passed. And now, I believe, what was it? December 8th? 7th. December 7th.
Thursday.
It was everyone now and is allowed to use the gaming app, the Hard Rock Bet app in South Florida.
I love it. My dude Clive just hit me up. He's from Duffy's Inn Plantation. I see him all the time. Hang out. He says I need a shot. I do need a shot. So I'm going to take a shot. Clive's also from Florida State.
Oh, we got some things to talk about.
Oh, next. Tua weighed in, and you know he's an Alabama guy, and I love Tua, but I don't know about all this. We're going to hear what Tua had to say, and then we're going to hear what Vlad and I have to say about this college football playoff. Last time it's a Final Four teams. That's next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Tua, you know, some big news yesterday for Alabama, them making it into the college football playoffs. And, you know, here on this show, we're always trying to have breaking news. So do you want to talk about what we talked about in the commercial break where you said that actually Florida State should have gotten in over Alabama?
I did not say any of that, I promise. To all my Alabama buddies, everyone in Alabama, I'm row tied all the way. I did not say that. Now, do I think it's fair? I don't think it's fair. But do I think it's right? That too, I don't know. It's one of those deals where you got to leave it up to the committee's decision and allow them to make that decision.
Tua on the Manning cast basically saying without saying, yeah, Alabama shouldn't be in and Florida State got gypped. I think everyone is agreeing. Uh-oh, do we have a consenting opinion that Florida State should have gone?
No. Florida State got gypped.
Absolutely.
Alabama definitely deserves to be in there as well.
Let's break it all down. I'll tell you right now, I am absolutely sick of Nick Saban holding college football hostage. It absolutely disgusts me. The second Alabama loses a game this year, second game of the season, it would be a travesty not to let us in. We're still one of the best.
They won 11
all
in
year.
A row.
Campaigns all year. Got their ass handed to them at home, by the way.
They lost by 10.
Handed to them, by
they
the way.
They lost by 10.
At home.
They lost by 10.
With every advantage.
They lost by 10.
Nonetheless, Nick Saban, it's not fair. And then if they don't get in, heaven forbid they don't get in.
Dan, can you honestly think of an SEC champion with one loss not getting into the college football playoffs?
I would have been totally happy with it, and I'm an SEC guy. I mean, of course,
you're
I hate
lying.
Every
because no. If that was, you know, you're lying. The only reason why you're saying that is because it's Bama. If that was LSU, that was in that same situation, the only loss they had to was Florida State, right? Early in the season. Mm-hmm. Say that the only loss you guys had, the Bayou Bengals had, was the first game against a top 10 Florida State team, right?
Got lucky.
And then you win every game after that.
Yep.
And you win the SEC title.
And there was an undefeated
Are you going to tell me you, an LSU Tiger fan, would say, no, you don't deserve to be in a championship game because you with a one loss?
I'm honest about things. Yeah, I'm honest about things. The year that they won the national championship with Les Miles, every LSU fan said, man, we backed our way into this national championship. A two-loss team went to the national championship, beat Ohio State. Yeah, we'll be honest with it.
Now, did Florida State deserve to get in? Yes, they did.
It's a question.
They should be in. Because I don't care what you say. You play the games, and if I don't have anything crooked on the right hand side of the column or anything crooked under the letter L, and I did everything that I was required to do to get to the college football playoffs, which was win my conference championship,
yep,
go undefeated, been ranked in the top 10 and the top 4. Yes. The problem was they could not allow themselves to not have an SEC champion there. And also, here's the other thing, guys. They didn't want to screw Texas because you know why? Texas is joining the SEC next season.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going to screw Washington.
No.
You know why? Because Washington's joining the Big Ten plus 7 teams. That's how many teams are in the Big Ten. It's like Big Ten plus like 10. They might as well call it a Big 20. But they weren't going to do that. Florida State got screwed. It's nasty work. They should have called an audible and had Florida State play Alabama this weekend. They could have done that. I don't understand why they're not doing that. They could have just had a game.
Odd precedent.
Because it would have been, well, this is an odd precedent as well. Like, dog, here's what's going to happen, which would make me laugh. What if Alabama and Texas win the college football playoffs, right? And Florida State somehow beats Georgia in the Orange Bowl.
Florida State could back their way into a national
title. No, they won't back their way in a national title.
What's going to happen is the national champion is going to have one loss, and the second-ranked team is going to be a team that won a Power 5, their own conference championship, and beat the team that many believe should be in the college football playoffs themselves and was number one on a 29-game winning streak until they lost to Alabama. And by the way, you know who has the second longest winning streak in college football right now?
Second longest winning
streak
in college
football. Well, they had the second. Now they have the current. I think they have the current longest winning streak in college football.
It's got to be Florida State.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was Georgia. Then Georgia had to screw things up and let Nick Saban into the party. And now Michigan's got to hold their breath because if Nick Saban gets a month to scheme, he can beat anybody. This is the thing. Is it about the most deserving teams, or is it about the best four teams? Or that, is it about
individuality? Because
the biggest advertising, money-making teams.
It's definitely about money, bro, because what you're telling me is this.
Tell me this.
Jordan Travis.
Doesn't get hurt.
Doesn't get hurt. Say Jordan Travis doesn't get hurt, right? Florida State wins. They don't, you know, they beat Louisville 30-3 or whatever.
Doesn't matter. They win.
They win. Are you telling me you're going to be able? See, the thing about, Jordan, they don't look the same with Jordan Travis, that's BS. Still you know won. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Alabama didn't look that great against Auburn. It took a freaking unbelievable fourth down play by Milroe. I don't understand the coverage Auburn had, but that was it.
Yeah.
They barely, and Auburn lost to New Mexico. They got blown out in New Mexico at Jordan.
Nobody loses to New Mexico.
But so what you're basically telling me is that you had Florida State as really the sixth best team in the country, and
obviously,
the only reason why you gave them number five is because they were a conference champion.
And undefeated.
Really they're conference champion because they really wanted to put Georgia at number five. And if there was a way they could have put Georgia at number four. That they would have.
I thought they were going to kind of do that anyway.
Sadly enough.
I want to ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
I want to ask hypotheticals because I love giving you hypotheticals. If it's about the best four teams in the country right now, let me give you a hypothetical situation. And we're going to use Alabama because they're like that. Let's say at the beginning of the season, Alabama's got some issues. They can't figure out their quarterback. Maybe their offensive coordinator isn't very good. They lose to, let's just say, to start the season, South Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Florida. But then they make a switch at quarterback, they fire the offensive coordinator, get someone in, and they win out the rest of the games. They blow everybody out by 50. Hands down, at the end of the season, the best team in the country is Alabama because they made those adjustments. Should they get in? Because they did lose some bad games, but it's not about...
Which one, Alabama?
Yeah.
Alabama only lost one bad game.
No, but what I'm saying is, theoretically, if it's just about the best four teams at the end of the season, and Alabama lost a terrible game to South Alabama at the beginning of the season, and then they kind of figured things out, and at the end it was obvious they were the best team, should they be in? Or should you say, the resume doesn't look that good? Because what they're telling you is they don't care about your resume.
But with that one loss...
Why play the games?
But with that one loss, did they also win the SEC title?
They won the SEC title.
Then not only did they improve, but they also did one of the requirements. That's the thing. The reason why it bothers me.
What did Florida State not do?
That's what I'm saying.
Get the quarterback hurt?
That's the only reason. That's the thing. Florida State did exactly everything that they were supposed to. And what you're telling me, yes, you can look at the team and say they're not the same team. But nobody's the same team. Texas ain't the same team. Texas played in... come on, man. They played Oklahoma State. They mollywopped them. Now, if they had played Oklahoma, maybe it might have been a different situation. Maybe. Because Oklahoma beat them. Florida State, that's the thing. You're right. What you're telling me is it doesn't matter who you play.
The regular season, you always are the king of this, Vlad.
But
regular season means nothing.
It doesn't matter.
Obviously, it doesn't to the committee because it's all about money, making Nick Saban happy, and keeping Florida State out.
It happened all throughout sports, professionally and amateurs. Because look. What's the point of having what was the reason to have a play-in tournament?
For the NBA?
Yeah, it was automatically the eight teams with the best records would always get in the playoffs. Now you're allowing 9 and 10 to
Tua, you know, some big news yesterday for Alabama, them making it into the college football playoffs. And you know, here on this show we're always trying to have breaking news. So do you want to talk about what we talked about in the commercial break where you said that actually Florida State should have gotten in over Alabama?
Florida State
I did not say any of that, I promise. To all my Alabama buddies, everyone in Alabama, I'm road tied all the way. I did not say that. Now, do I think it's fair? I don't think it's fair. But do I think it's right? That too, I don't know. It's one of those deals where you got to leave it up to the committee's decision and allow them to make that decision.
Tua on the Manning cast basically saying without saying, yeah, Alabama shouldn't be in and Florida State got gypped. I think everyone is agreeing. Uh-oh, do we have a consenting opinion that Florida State should have gone?
No. Florida State got gypped.
Absolutely.
Alabama definitely deserves to be in there as well.
Let's break it all down. I'll tell you right now, I am absolutely sick of Nick Saban holding college football hostage. It absolutely disgusts me. The second Alabama loses a game this year, second game of the season, it would be a travesty not to let us in. We're still one of the best.
They won 11
all
in
year.
A row.
Campaigns all year. Got their ass handed to them at home, by the way.
They lost by 10.
Handed to them, by
they
the way.
They lost by 10.
At home.
They lost by 10.
With every advantage.
They lost by 10.
Nonetheless, Nick Saban, it's not fair. And then if they don't get in, heaven forbid they don't get in.
Dan, can you honestly think of an SEC champion with one loss not getting into the college football playoffs?
I would have been totally happy with it, and I'm an SEC guy. I mean, of course,
you're
I hate every
lying.
Team.
Because no. If that was, you know, you're lying. The only reason why you're saying that is because it's Bama. If that was LSU, that was in that same situation, the only loss they had to was Florida State, right? Early in the season. Mm-hmm. Say that the only loss you guys had, the Bayou Bengals had, was the first game against a top 10 Florida State team, right?
Got lucky.
And then you win every game after that.
Yep.
And you win the SEC title.
And there was a undefeated.
Are you going to tell me, you, an LSU Tiger fan, would say, no, you don't deserve to be in a championship game because you with a one loss?
I'm honest about things. Yeah, I'm honest about things. The year that they won the national championship with Les Miles, every LSU fan said, man, we backed our way into this national championship. A two-loss team went to the national championship, beat Ohio State. Yeah, we'll be honest with it.
Now, did Florida State deserve to get in? Yes, they did.
It's a question.
They should be in. Because I don't care what you say. You play the games, and if I don't have anything crooked on the right-hand side of the column or anything crooked under the letter L, and I did everything that I was required to do to get to the college football playoffs, which was win my conference championship,
yep,
go undefeated, been ranked in the top 10 and the top 4, yes. The problem was they could not allow themselves to not have an SEC champion there. And also, here's the other thing, guys. They didn't want to screw Texas. Because you know why? Texas is joining the SEC next season.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going to screw Washington. No. You know why? Because Washington's joining the Big Ten plus 7 teams. That's how many teams are in the Big Ten. It's like Big Ten plus like 10. They might as well call it a Big 20. But they weren't going to do that. Florida State got screwed. It's nasty work. They should have called an audible and had Florida State play Alabama this weekend. They could have done that. I don't understand why they're not doing that. They could have just had a game.
Odd precedent.
Because it would have been, well, this is an odd precedent as well. Like, dog, here's what's going to happen, which would make me laugh. What if Alabama and Texas win the college football playoffs, right? And Florida State somehow beats Georgia in
right,
the Orange Bowl.
Florida State could back their way into a
national. No, they won't back their way in a national title. What's going to happen is the national champion is going to have one loss, and the second-ranked team is going to be a team that won a Power 5, their own conference championship, and beat the team that many believe should be in the college football playoffs themselves and was number one on a 29-game winning streak until they lost to Alabama. And by the way, you know who has the second longest winning streak in college football right now?
Second longest winning
streak
in college
football.
Well,
they had the second. Now they have the current. I think they have the current longest winning streak in college football.
It's got to be Florida State.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It was Georgia. Then Georgia had to screw things up and let Nick Saban into the party. And now Michigan's got to hold their breath because if Nick Saban gets a month to scheme, he can beat anybody. This is the thing. Is it about the most deserving teams or is it about the best four teams? Or is it about
individuality? Because
the biggest advertising, money-making teams.
It's definitely about money, bro. Because what you're telling me is this.
Tell me this.
Jordan Travis
doesn't get hurt.
Doesn't get hurt. Say Jordan Travis doesn't get hurt, right? Florida State wins. They don't, you know, they beat Louisville 30-3 or whatever.
Doesn't matter. They win.
They win. Are you telling me you're going to be able? See, the thing about, oh, Jordan, they don't look the same with Jordan Travis. That's BS. Still you know won. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Alabama didn't look that great against Auburn. It took a freaking unbelievable fourth down play by Milroe. I don't understand the coverage Auburn had, but that was it.
Yeah.
And Auburn lost to New Mexico. They got blown out New Mexico at Jordan.
Nobody loses to New Mexico.
But so what you're basically telling me is that you had Florida State as really the sixth best team in the country. And the only reason why you gave them number five is because they were a conference champion.
And undefeated.
They're conference champion. Because they really wanted to put Georgia at number five. And if there was a way they could have put Georgia at number four, that they would have.
I thought they were going to kind of do that anyway.
Sadly enough.
I want to ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
I want to ask hypotheticals because I love giving you hypotheticals. If it's about the best four teams in the country right now, let me give you a hypothetical situation. And we're going to use Alabama because they're like that. Let's say at the beginning of the season, Alabama's got some issues. They can't figure out their quarterback. Maybe their offensive coordinator isn't very good. They lose to, let's just say, to start the season, South Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Florida. But then they make a switch at quarterback. They fire the offensive coordinator, get someone in, and they win out the rest of the games. They blow everybody out by 50. Hands down, at the end of the season, the best team in the country is Alabama because they made those adjustments. Should they get in? Because they did lose some bad games, but it's not about...
Which one, Alabama?
Yeah.
Alabama only lost one bad game.
No, but what I'm saying is, theoretically, if it's just about the best four teams at the end of the season, and Alabama lost a terrible game to South Alabama at the beginning of the season, and then they kind of figured things out, and at the end it was obvious they were the best team, should they be in? Or should you say, oh, the resume doesn't look that good? Because what they're telling you is they don't care about your resume.
But with that one loss...
Why play the games?
But with that one loss, did they also win the SEC title?
They won the SEC title.
Then not only did they improve, but they also did one of the requirements. That's the thing. The reason why it bothers me.
What did Florida State not do?
That's what I'm saying.
Get the quarterback hurt?
That's the only reason. That's the thing. Florida State did exactly everything that they were supposed to. And what you're telling me, yes, you can look at the team and say they're not the same team. But nobody's the same team. Texas ain't the same team. Texas played in... come on, man. They played Oklahoma State. They mollywopped them. Now, if they had played Oklahoma, maybe it might have been a different situation. Maybe. Because Oklahoma beat them. Florida State, that's the thing. You're right. What you're telling me is it doesn't matter who you play.
The regular season, you always are the king of this, Vlad.
But
regular season means nothing.
It doesn't matter.
Obviously, it doesn't to the committee because it's all about money, making Nick Saban happy, and keeping Florida State out. I don't know why they hate Florida State.
All throughout sports, professionally and amateurs. Because look, what's the point of having what was the reason to have a play-in tournament?
For the NBA?
Yeah, it was automatically the eight teams with the best records would always get in the playoffs. Now you're allowing 9 and 10 to get in. So if I'm six games better than a team, they have one opportunity to beat me and they get in after I played an 82-game schedule? Ridiculous. Why? More money. Damn advertisers.
Think about
networks. That's it. More money.
You think about it. They had a chance to put in Alabama, huge fan base, almost ridiculously sick fan base. Texas, lots of eyes.
Oh, and by the way, you're right about what you're about to say. They totally is like, we could care about Florida. Florida will always come back. We can't lose Bama and Texas.
No.
We can't lose Tuscaloosa and Austin.
And Florida State's got great fans. Don't get me wrong. They've got a good fan base. But they have nowhere near the volume that Alabama and Texas have.
If there was a team that they didn't want to lose, they didn't want to lose Tuscaloosa. But they sure can not give a rat's ass about Tallahassee.
No. It's not a big market.
And that's what
the biggest school?
And that's what they did.
They would try to get Georgia
now,
in there. They were going to put Georgia in before.
They wanted to. Now, if everybody's saying that TCU last year.
Okay, they won a game.
That's what I'm saying. TCU got into the playoffs and beat Michigan, who everybody loved. Michigan was number two in the country. TCU was number three. They beat them. It's just that Georgia was going to beat anybody's ass last season.
Yeah, they were. Ask you a tough question, Vlad. If you're a Michigan Wolverine fan, Leroy Horde, you're holding your breath right now.
Oh, you didn't want to see that. You wanted Florida State to get
it. That's the last thing you want to see.
You wanted Florida State with a backup quarterback or a third-string quarterback to play. You don't want to see Jim Monroe and that Bama team.
I'm not saying Alabama pound for pound is better than Michigan. What I am saying is
I'm saying pound for pound.
Pound for pound?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only reason why McCarthy's good. Some people have him as a first-round pick. I'm not too sure about that.
I don't know about that.
But Milroe's just his capability, the way he prolongs plays, and now he's a better passer than he was before.
He's a terrible passer.
He's a better passer than he was before.
I would just keep him in the pocket all day long.
But you can't. You can't.
Yeah, because all he wants to do is run.
No, because he's going to run if all his guys are covered.
Keep him in the pocket.
And I want to see what Michigan's going to do, because Michigan's going to try to play Big Ten football. And Alabama ain't one of those teams. There's nothing finesse about Alabama. There's nothing finesse about Michigan.
Nope.
So when those two collide, I don't know if Michigan's going to think they can big boy Alabama. If they do, props to them. But they ain't not going to big boy Alabama. Texas and Washington's going to be good.
I'm cheering for Washington in this whole thing. They're the only ones that are clean, it seems like. Michigan, you got the whole Spygate thing going on, so, you know.
Sergey, man, yeah, I'll give you a point for that. Sergey's like, Michigan already has videotape. Who cares?
Right. So it's not a level playing field. It's the Cheater Bowl. We're going to get Michigan and Alabama.
But that was another thing. I give Stephen A. Smith credit on his first take. He was like, if anybody should be upset, Florida State should be upset with anybody, it should be Michigan, because they've been cheating. Like, you got your coach missed half the season. He missed the beginning third because of the cheeseburgers. He missed the last third because of the videotape. Like, you know what I mean? I gotta love Jim Harbaugh might win a college football playoff by not even coaching half or the whole season.
There now. Saban and Harbaugh face to face.
And that's the other
thing.
A lot of class
on those
sidelines.
And that's
another thing. Like you said earlier, Cousin, the sizzle. What's gonna sell?
Oh, it's gonna
Harbaugh
sell.
Versus Nick
Saban,
Harbaugh versus
Michigan, Alabama.
Well, Michigan, Alabama, the top two winningest programs in college football's history. You have those two. It's going to sell more than Harbaugh versus Norville.
Yeah. Oh, no, I totally agree.
Now,
with that being said, I am protesting. I am not going to watch the post game of the Alabama-Michigan game. I'm just watching the pregame and the game. I don't want to hear about it afterwards.
Why? Because you don't want to hear about Michigan winning?
You thought I was going to say something else, like I wanted to watch the game. Oh, no, I'm still watching the game.
I'm watching the game.
Florida State fans that are like, you know what? Boycott.
That's another thing, Florida State.
I'm not boycotting.
I would have boycotted. If the Florida State team, right then and there, after they found out that they weren't going to play, I really wish they said, nah, we're not going to go to a bowl game. You can't do that.
You can't do that. The money.
No. Yeah, because the university's going to be like, oh, no. We might be upset there, but
whoa.
$7 million still is good.
Your high horse right now. We need that money. And all the other teams in the ACC need that money.
And it's really good money for them because they're not really traveling far.
Right. Plus, I mean,
and recruiting wise, you can hit the
players still deserve a bowl game.
The state of Florida,
the players deserve a bowl game too. And the Orange Bowl is no laughing stock. It's not like they're getting sent off.
Nah, the bowl game they deserve is either the Rolls or the Sugar. They don't deserve the Orange.
They're not going to the Walk-Ons Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana.
It don't matter, bro. It don't matter, because here's the thing.
I want to play.
I would like to see if Florida State. I'm rooting for Florida State to beat Georgia.
Of course.
Just so that there is an undefeated. I'm really hoping that Texas and Alabama win. Leroy.
I just want Florida State to win the AP National Championship or the coaches poll.
They don't do that no more.
Oh, they don't do. They don't have any. No, they have rankings, right?
They have rankings. There's no more polls, bro.
We can hand them a national championship, can't we?
Well, they're gonna do it for themselves, but you know they might do that. But nobody's gonna really honor them. You know, Auburn went undefeated. Nobody honored them. West Virginia went undefeated. Nobody honored them. It's nasty work, bro.
Next year, though, 12 teams get in.
And 13 and 14 is going to be pissed.
I know. I don't mind that as much. But so Alabama, Nick Saban, you can shut your ass up. I can when you get beat by LSU and somebody else next year, you're still get in. You know, we're still the best team in the country. We're going to go to a bowl game and whoop the hell out of somebody, and you're going to see that we should have been in the college football championship.
They should have called an audible, man. They should have called an audible.
And then someone said, what we need to do now, kind of like have a curve. Just the most deserving teams to get in the playoffs, if they're six, if they're seven, then let it be like that. I said, oh, so we can cut it off whenever Alabama gets in because that's what they want every year.
They want everything. You know, next season when the college football playoff happens, it's probably going to be how many? There's 12 teams, right?
It's every conference champion. No,
BS. It's okay. So
from the top five. I'm sorry. From
the top
five. Yeah.
So the power five, right? So yeah, that's five in. So guess what? The next seven's all going to be three from the SEC, three from the Big 12.
Well, there's only Big 10. But Big 12 can't do.
Yeah, it's three from the Big, and then probably one other team from the ACC. But it's basically you're going to a chance to give a two or three loss SEC team, or you know what? Or a 2-3 loss Big 10 team. Guess what?
I'll tell you what.
Guess what? You know who's going to make so much money now being mediocre?
No, I was going to say, go ahead.
James Franklin from Penn State.
Oh, yeah. He only lost to good teams.
He only loses two games a season, and it's always against Michigan and Ohio State.
Let me tell you.
But guess what? But they're always ranked in the top 10 in the bowls, in the rankings, right? Bowl rankings, right? They're always in the top 10. They never go down to, like, 20 or anything like that. They always remain in the high, in the upper, like, either 10, 11, or 12.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's say you're brave. Riverboat gambler. Let's say you're Brian Kelly or James Franklin. It might behoove you to not make it to the conference championship game because you could still probably get in if you're in a really good conference and you have really good losses. Why put another loss on your resume? Why go to the championship game?
Bro. It's
why
it's
not just
time
squeak to into the forget playoffs that and then win the playoff games.
Nah, play, but Kuzan, it's time to go. Hey, I want to play Sister Helen of Notre Dame. I want to play those teams. It's time to
Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, I'm giving a shout out to my old principal.
Oh, represent
Sister Helen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. But it's time to play the bad team. It's time to play not the App States. I'm talking about the really bad team.
Yeah.
Not one of those teams that
like
might
New
sneak
Mexico.
You.
Oh wait, never mind.
Like a bad team. You know why? It's a win, and you win by 80 points or whatever. It's gonna look good. You could lose a game now. It doesn't hurt you now to lose a game because it's a 12-team playoff.
Nope. It does not hurt you.
It does, and it doesn't hurt you when you lose the game.
Nope. Before, so Alabama can lose five games next year. They're still going to find a way to get in.
Before you can lose early in the season, you'd be all right. The latest you can lose.
Week five, six?
Nah, maybe like around October. You would have to be really, really good, right? Like Ohio State and Michigan and play each other at the end of the season and then lose a close game where they still keep you like around in case these other the other teams that are ahead of you fall in the conference championship games. But you lose in September, you're not out of the college football playoff picture. You know, not anymore. Next year, you're not out of it regardless. Mm-mm. Like I said, anytime you lose. But if you lost in November, like Ohio State did the last game of the season, there was no chance for them to come in this year's college football playoff. That is gone. But unfortunately for Florida State, you got to be the victim. You got to be the one to say that you'll always be remembered as the team that went undefeated and did not get in the college football playoff picture the year before it went to a 12-team.
You don't even get a rule written about you because it expanded. And eventually, hopefully, it'll expand to 64 teams like March Madness and 68 and however many you're in the tournament now. And every team can play because that's what's important.
And then that's the other thing. Remember, it's like how many teams are in the NCAA? It's like 68, right?
Yeah.
They're going to do whatever they can. And more money, more network coverage, more advertisement.
I know. Almighty dollar. Florida State got screwed. Back next with headlines here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.